Governor Snyder is set to deliver his budget proposal for the next fiscal year. That'll be tomorrow morning in Lansing. But what about you? Where would you like to see the state spend and invest? Or should it be more about cutting and belt tightening? I'm Cynthia Canty. Today on Stateside, we dig into those questions with the just-released Michigan Radio Public Sector Consultants poll. Here now to take a look at the results with us is Jeff Williams, CEO of Public Sector Consultants. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
Good to have you with us. The first question in this poll has to do with spending. We asked Michiganders, now that the state's officially out of recession, where should the state invest? So let's start with what voters want to see. Where do they want to see more spending?
Voters were very clear in this question with three answers and three very clear positions. So first, by a lead of about 10%, was creating jobs. Second was K-12 education, about 10 points back. And third was maintaining our transportation infrastructure, about 10 points beyond that. So three very, very clear answers that stood alone in order: creating jobs, K-12 education, and our transportation infrastructure.
Were you surprised by that, Jeff?
Not really. If you look over a history of polls, creating jobs or the economy is usually in first or second position, almost in every poll, and it's usually displaced by kind of something that has the public's mind. So 20 years ago, crime was in the first position, and jobs was really close in number two, almost tied. That jobs is still of far and away the highest issue didn't surprise me at all. That K-12 education was in second position didn't surprise me. What did surprise me is the gap, that the voters saw a 10-point difference. That means clearly jobs are first and stand alone, and education is second, and it stands alone.
And for all the talk and all the hand-wringing about the state of our roads and our infrastructure, transportation infrastructure was way back behind creating jobs.
Well, if you're a pessimist, you say it's way back behind jobs. And if you're an optimist, you say that transportation infrastructure stood alone by itself 10 points ahead of any other issue. So again, in thinking back over the history of polls, roads usually polls in that kind of 2 to 4 to 6% range. So to see it up at 13%, that actually gives hope for the ballot question in May and for the conversation we've been having as a state about our roads.
We're hearing a bit of news about what might be in the governor's budget proposal tomorrow, and it does seem like there'll be investment in creating jobs. So these two match up, no?
They do. They match up very well. If I was on the governor's staff, I'd be very heartened by this poll. It shows his state of the state message and also what we've been hearing about the budget this week are right on. His state of the state message really focused on talent, which is a way to create jobs. It's one of the biggest levers the state has, and also on education. It was announced this morning that both higher ed and community colleges would see 1% to 2% increases, and K-12 has been kind of held sacrosanct in the conversation so far. So again, it aligns very well with the governor's messages in the last few weeks. Those align very well with the public's mind at this time.
What about the things that got the least amount of support in this new Michigan Radio Public Sector Consultants poll?
A number of things were kind of least support in terms of more investment, helping Michiganders in need, attracting a talented workforce, law enforcement, prisons. None of those surprised me, and I wouldn't read too much into those because we asked the single place to put most of the investment. Answers were clear. Everything else kind of fell to that fourth position and basically evenly tied across those seven or eight responses.
We did see pre-K education more at the bottom of the list.
That was a little bit of a surprise to me, but I don't know, in just a straight-up question, how many people think pre-K when they say K-12. We had a similar kind of mix. We said creating jobs is one option that, again, was in first position. We had another option that said attracting and retaining a talented workforce, which is also about jobs. That also was in the basement. So, again, that K-12 ed polled so strongly, I don't read too much that voters made a clear distinction between pre-K and K-12. I look more at education got in second position, jobs got in first position.
And then there's this grouping of law enforcement and prisons kind of at the bottom of the list. People aren't as interested in supporting. So it seems tough on crime, but that does not seem to be selling here.
Well, is it tough on crime, or is it that we're enjoying historically low crime rates overall, a stable time? Again, think back 20 years ago when I'm doing these polls, crime was usually first or second. There was a lot of conversations kind of before the boom in corrections came up. So I think more this is a reflection that at a minimum, the status quo is comfortable to people, both from the law enforcement side and from the prison side. But hold that thought, because if we look at the next question, I think there might be a different story.
Okay. The final question has to do with the fact that the state is projected to have a deficit between $300 and $450 million in the current budget year. And we asked voters, where would you like to see cuts made? And it was all over the map, no?
It was all over the map. And again, if I was on the governor's staff, I'd be really pleased with the answers to the first question of, okay, we're right in alignment. And on the second question, I want to just bang my head against the table and say, voters, throw me a bone. I mean, this is why it's tough to be in charge or in the legislature. We had basically a state of confusion in the where should we cut. In first place, tied, voters said either cut prisons or I don't know. In second position, they said, okay, why don't you cut state parks and the arts and natural resources or somewhere else? And in third position was literally everything else in the state budget. So
wow.
Mass confusion and chaos reigns. This is why it's so difficult. Here, I think the voters are accurately reflecting just the difficulty that we're facing in the budget. We've got about a $53 billion state budget. That's great news. The size of the deficit for this year is about $300 million. It's half of 1%. It's tiny on the scale of the state budget. The problem is only about $4 or $5 billion of that 50 is discretionary, meaning we've got to take that $300 million cut out of a $4 billion budget. That's about 10 cents of every discretionary dollar. That's a big number.
What does all of this tell you about just how tough it is to figure out where to cut the budget, Jeff?
It's very tough to chop the budget because you immediately are backed into several kind of corners. One is when we think of government or maybe even especially schools, we're told that, you know, especially in schools, 80% of a school's budget is personnel. So if we need to get K-12 spending under control, it's got to be about wages. Well, in the state's budget of $50 billion, only about 10%, about $5 billion is wages, meaning $45 billion is not people. It's services, it's transfer payments, it's other things. So by reducing the state's workforce, we can't close the state budget. We can't even eliminate state departments. I mean, this budget hole this year and next year is the scale of shutting down the entire Michigan State Police, all troopers, all posts, and closing the entire Secretary of State's office, all motor vehicle registrations, all elections at the statewide level. If we closed those two units, we'd actually save the $800 or $900 million that's in the two deficit years this year and next year. Now, we're not going to stop elections and we're not going to lay off state police, but that's the scale that we're looking at when you measure it and kind of what the government has available to spend and purchase.
So, Jeff, out of tomorrow's message, now we have to talk politics. And here's the question. How does this happen? What tools are at hand?
The governor and the legislature have three tools at hand. One is, as they set up next year's budget, clearly they can make adjustments and change the state's direction. The other two tools at hand will have to be about this fiscal year. And it's either an executive order where you can line item something out of the budget and you just need a majority of the Appropriations Committee to sign off. So it's kind of a quick and easy fix. The third option is more complex. It's called, as only government can call it, a negative supplemental, basically a budget amendment. That has to go through the full House, the full Senate, signed by the governor, just like every other bill becoming a law. Those discussions can be much more politically dynamic, much more public, and usually are reserved for the bigger items, the major changes to fill in holes. What we're looking for tomorrow is how much of these deficits this year and next year can be filled with changing of the budget kind of for the following year, something the governor can do quickly through that executive order, or what do they need to basically go back to the drawing board and redo some department budgets.
And those could be some very, very tough votes with, we've got a new legislature, so it's all a learning curve for them.
It is, and it can be kind of complicated or confusing if, you know, as a new legislator, you're expected to participate in the budget process and you've been kind of gearing up for this is a process that starts tomorrow and ends, you know, Memorial Day plus or minus. You may be told that now you have to redo a budget that you didn't set. It was set before you took office, and now you have to kind of fix mistakes of others or if revenues didn't come in. One of the budgets usually gets, okay, let's just get this done and get back to really what we wanted to do. So it's a tough, tough time politically and just to keep the numbers in your head.
And finally, Jeff, you have touched on this too, but let's kind of get a big parting thought in it, knowing that the governor is delivering that budget proposal tomorrow morning in Lansing. If you are the governor's team, How do you view the results of this Michigan Radio Public Sector Consultants poll?
I think you view it on the basis of the tough decisions that you both have to make internal to your own budget office and in what you have to communicate and sell to the public and the legislature. The budget that's going to come out is going to look at some one-time fixes, some longer-term fixes, and try to figure out new ways to do things. That's actually been basically the Michigan story for the last 10 years. So on the kind of the downside, the pessimist side, it's more of the same. We're going to have some cuts in the state budget, some really tough discussions. On the positive side, 2014 was a very good year, both for Michigan job growth and for national job growth. So we are closer and closer to being in a realm where we can finally breathe a sigh of relief as consumers of public services and as the legislature that we're not in the draconian cuts. Clearly, these are still big cuts, but they're manageable. They're okay. They're not catastrophic.
Jeff Williams is the CEO of Public Sector Consultants, PSC, out with the results of the just-released Michigan Radio Public Sector Consultants poll. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.